Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Gillette police officer arrested amid felony charges from Utah. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. A Gillette police officer arrested on Monday on felony charges tied to allegations of having an inappropriate relationship with a woman on probation while he was a police officer in Utah. Cowboy State Daily reported Officer Christopher Goree, hired by the GPD in September and still in training, faces three felony counts of custodial sexual relations, a felony for witness tampering, and a misdemeanor for accessing sealed records. Each felony carries up to 5 years in prison and $5,000 in fines. Court documents from Utah reveal that the woman on felony probation told her probation agent about the relationship, prompting an investigation. Investigators discovered deleted text messages and iCloud data suggesting a sexual relationship and attempts by Goree to coach the woman into not implicating him. Utah law prohibits officers from engaging in sexual relations with individuals in custody, including those on probation. Goree moved to Gillette shortly after the investigation began, but reportedly continued visiting the woman in Utah. Three men accused of attempted murder bound over to district court. Three men charged with the attempted murder and kidnapping of their roommate in late November are heading to district court. The Gillette News Record reported Juan Enrique Gonzalez, Adrian Gonzalez Avito, and Aiden Avito Rivera face multiple charges, including attempted first-degree murder and aggravated assault. During a preliminary hearing, Circuit Judge Wendy Bartlett found probable cause to bind Enrique Gonzalez and Gonzalez Avito over. Avito Rivera waived his hearing. The charges stem from allegations that the men assaulted their roommate, Luis Garcia Jimenez, loaded him into a car and intended to kill him at another location. Garcia Jimenez managed to escape after 20 minutes, walking 5 miles in freezing temperatures to safety. The suspects are expected to enter their pleas at their upcoming district court arraignment. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.